I asked a question last week. I said, is there anything we can do to elicit the grace of God? Is God's grace part of his nature? Like a girl or young woman has a compassion for cats and sick dogs and little children. And it's just her nature to take in anything that's hurt, a little bird, anything that's hurt and wounded, she wants to take it up and take care of it because it's her sentimental nature to do that. It's not really the bird she cares about. It's just this feeling that she has to have fulfilled, and the bird becomes a means by which she can enter into this sense of her motherliness. Do you understand? It's an opportunity to feel deeply and to be involved. I mean, if she really cared about birds, when she's driving down the road and saw a dead one, she'd cry. Gets hit by the car, stuck on the grill. But she doesn't. It's just when she gets to hold one and gets to experience taking that little life and restoring it or whatever, that's when she feels so good. Now, is God like that about you? Does he just look at you and say, I just love you so much. I just can't stand to see you hurt. I just want to do everything good for you and help you. Is that the way God is? If so, then why does he allow so many people to suffer? Why does he allow us to suffer sometime, if not all the time? How can he stand for us to be damned? I mean, if God is sentimental, then is he not obligated by his own nature to be gracious all the time? Why is he provoked to be gracious sometime and not all the time? Is he provoked to be gracious to a point, but no further? I mean, for instance, with Cain, God had a mark put on him, but he didn't stop being a vagabond. The ground didn't suddenly start bringing forth for him. That curse was still upon him. The grace was very measured and limited that was displayed to him. So is there anything you and I can do, any response we can have that causes or makes or facilitates God's grace coming to us? Is there anything that you and I can do that would prevent the grace of God from coming upon us? Can we cause him not to be gracious? Obviously, Cain and Abel, one caused God to have respect to his offering, and one caused him not. Let me ask you, did Noah do anything that caused God to be gracious to him? Think about the story. Did he do anything that caused God to be gracious to him? He didn't corrupt his generations. And he married a woman who didn't have any corrupt generations. He established a lineage without corrupt generations. Another thing he didn't do, he wasn't corrupt in his morals as the people around him were. God saw him as a righteous man in his generations. So Noah was fertile ground. He didn't deserve to be saved. But there were reasons that God chose to save him and not another family. Now, for you Calvinists, I know this is really goes down hard. Because according to a Calvinist, God just elects someone. Well, why didn't God elect one of those perverted half-breeds? Why did God elect a man that he saw righteous in his generations, who was perfect in his generations? God chose a man that would believe him. He chose a man, and the man did believe him. And then it says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. 6:22. So Noah did exactly what God told him to do. So I ask you, is there anything you can do to facilitate the flow of God's grace? There sure is. You can become fertile ground. So how do you become fertile ground? You believe God. And you can cut yourself off from the grace of God by the choices you make. Don't presume upon God's grace. Don't think God by nature is so gracious that one day I will just stop sinning and I will get into God's grace, because the door is always open. Not according to the word of God. Harden not your heart. As in the provocation, they hardened their heart, and there came a time when God chose to damn them. This is a brief portion taken from Grace 2 in our series, Grace Through the Bible, taught by Michael Pearl. You can locate us at nogreaterjoy.org.